The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Hello, this is Fitz of No Excuses. Do you know the English expression, you never know until you try? Well, with video conference classes, you never know until you try. Many people will say, no, it can't work. It can and it does. You never know until you try. Vaughan Video Conference Classes.
Aprovecha el tiempo en esta nueva normalidad y resuelve tu viejo problema con el inglés de manera definitiva. Apúntate al Máster en Inglés Profesional, ahora en modalidad de videoconferencia. Los mismos profesores, la misma calidad, la misma intensidad, pero ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupobaugan.com. Máster en Inglés Profesional de Baugan.
No excuses. Look. No excuses.
Hello there, good morning, and welcome to another episode of No Excuses. Don't forget that X. Excuses. No excuses. Let's start with some vocabulary. All right. Inconsequentia. Accordingly. Gamma o surtido. Array. A-double-R-A-Y. We have a wide array of products. We have a wide array of programs. You can find a wide array of products on the Vaughan Systems website. www.groupofvaughan.com. Burocracia. Bureaucracy, with the emphasis on the second syllable. Bureaucracy. Chirimbolo. Contraption. What kind of contraption is that? Not a very commonly used word, but a word I like. There's also a word gadget. There used to be a TV cartoon, not so much when I was a kid, but when my younger sisters were young, called Inspector Gadget. Encantado. Delighted. This is my favorite thing to hear when we get feedback about Vaughan teachers. We hear it all the time. I'm delighted with my teacher. Encantado. Animo o aliento. Encouragement. Goma espuma. Foam rubber. One of the great Spanish comedy acts of the 1980s, and they have a brilliant, you can find it on YouTube, they have a brilliant episode about learning English. It's very, very funny. Dudoso. Hesitant. I'm hesitant to go ahead. He who hesitates is lost. Lesionado. Injured. He injured his knee. She injured her elbow. She injured her shoulder. Logistica. Logistics with a G. Logistics. En cambio. On the other hand, sometimes, very formally, people would say, on the one hand, I feel like this, but on the other hand, I feel like that. Marioneta. Puppet. Like a puppet on a string. Ruinas. Ruins. Vergonzoso. Shameful. Your behavior is shameful. Chispa. Spark. Cisne. Swan. El estado del bienestar. El estado del bienestar. The welfare state. And always, of course, be careful of your pronunciation of any word beginning with S followed by a consonant. State. State. The welfare state. Move the S to the left. So you can say the welfares. The welfares. The welfare state. The Tate Modern is a very famous art gallery in London. The Tate. Tate. The welfare state. The welfare state. Ser gordo. Ser gordo. Now you can be very impolite and say to be fat. But you could say to be overweight. To be out of shape, as one of my nephews says. To be out of shape, to be overweight. Considerar. Considerar. To deem. To deem. This is used in the world of politics. I'm not sure in American English, but certainly in Britain and in Ireland, when a person is formally elected, for example, to Parliament, you have the person who is the official, the local municipal official, who is called the returning officer. And the returning officer will say, Mr. Smith or Mrs. Smith is deemed to be elected. Deemed to be elected. Quite a formal term. Pasárselo bien. Pasárselo bien. To have a good time. Are you having a good time? I'm having a great time. Fallecer. Using a phrasal verb. Fallecer. To pass away. To pass away. His mother passed away. His father passed away. He passed away at midnight. To pass away. Suspirar. Suspirar. To sigh. To sigh. S-I-G-H. To sigh. Echar la siesta. Echar la siesta. To take a nap. To take a nap. Now, we do now use the word siesta in English. It's quite commonly used to have a siesta. I have a very good friend who, well, he's the father-in-law of a good friend of mine, Antonio, who runs our, my memory is failing, Valencia and Alicante offices. And his father-in-law is a great character called Angel, a countryman from the very eastern part of very rural Guadalajara. And he says that the greatest thing about Spain is the siesta. The greatest thing about Spain is the siesta. And he might be right, because it's, I remember reading an article in the BBC some years ago about how we sleep now and how people would sleep, say, 200 and 300 years ago, maybe before the Industrial Revolution, especially. And I've seen this especially because of my own family, with people being from a farming background. And people would get up very early in the morning. So they would get up at, I mean, my cousins, when I worked on my cousin's farm, you would get up at 5:30. And you would milk the cows. Now, I only worked there in the summer, so I had it pretty easy. But, for example, Ireland isn't a country where you get very, very cold and low temperatures. But because of the damp climate, it feels cold. And, of course, it's windy. And so my cousin Tom, who was a little bit older than me, but his father, Andy, that's a very common name, which is my own first name, really. And his father, even when he was in his 70s, was getting up at 5:30, milking the cows. And this was cold work. You go into a milking parlor, where the cows would come in. Now, cows are not known as being very intelligent animals, but of course, like, they have many instincts, and the group always has a leader. And so the cows would come in themselves. They knew. My cousin would turn on the machine, and the cows, I think, would possibly hear the machine, but they knew when to come in. He hardly had to go and get them. They would come in, and he'd milk them. And this would be at 5:30 in the morning. And so when I worked there, I would get up at 5:30. I'd go downstairs with my cousin and his mother, who we call my auntie, even though she was my father's cousin's wife, but someone we were very close to. We called her Auntie Hannah, which was a common name in that generation. And she would have a cup of tea and a couple of slices of toast ready for us. Then we'd go and milk the cows, and I suppose we would come back in after an hour or so when the milking was finished. And the cows had gone back to the field, and we had cleaned the milking parlour, and we would have probably some boiled eggs, more toast. And on a Sunday, it would be a proper Irish breakfast with sausages, what we call rashers, which are bacon, and black pudding, which is morcilla, and lots of tea. And so you would be ready for the day. And so in the afternoon, after they had finished their dinner, these people would have a little siesta, probably half an hour. And of course, it made sense. It makes sense. So that siesta is a very natural way of behaving. Now, one of my listeners here on Instagram says, "I like your accent." Well, thank you very much. Where are you from? I'm from Ireland. I'm from the island of Ireland. I'm from Cork, which is on the south coast. Cork on the south coast of Ireland, the second biggest city in the Republic, the third biggest city on the island, because the island consists of two countries: the Republic of Ireland, which is about 4/5 of the island, and Northern Ireland, which is about 1/5. Northern Ireland technically belongs to the United Kingdom. The Republic of Ireland is a separate state, an independent state. If you follow rugby, the Irish rugby team represents the whole island. And the soccer team is divided into two parts, Northern Ireland and the Republic, which is a pity. It's a pity that's the case. So let's do a little bit of translation work here. This is Vaughan Translation Booklet 7, List 8. La luna influye en las mareas. La luna influye en las mareas. The moon influences the tides. The moon influences the tides. Now, I think I've told you this story before. When I was a kid, and I think I've told you, my father was a politician. And at one stage he was a government minister. And so he had an official car and a driver. And the driver was a policeman. In Ireland, we would say a guard. And so there was two of them. A man called John Holmes and a man called Dennis O'Donovan. Two very nice men. And they became part of the family because they spent so much time with us. And so I remember one of them, Dennis, saying to me, "Do you know?" He said, what controls the tides?" And I said, "It must be the wind." He said, "No, it's not." And I said, "Well, is it the ocean itself?" "No, it's not." And he told me that it was the moon. And I'd never known this. And I suppose I was about 9 years old. And it's one of those things that just really stays with you. And you think about the of course, there are physical reasons for it. But it's something that's always struck me as being quite a magical thing. The moon, which in Madrid is known as Catalina. They call the sun Lorenzo and the moon Catalina. El Consejo de Administración aprobó el nuevo presupuesto. El Consejo de Administración aprobó el nuevo presupuesto. The Board of Directors approved, don't forget your V in there, the Board of Directors approved the new budget. Budget. The Board of Directors approved the new budget. Las previsiones de ventas son buenas. Las previsiones de ventas son buenas. The sales forecasts are good. The sales forecasts are good. Nos vamos a forrar. Nos vamos a forrar. We're going to make a killing. We're going to make a killing. Me duele la muela. Me duele la muela. Now, in American English, they would say, "I have toothache," with no definite article. In British and Irish English, we would say, I have a toothache. Now you might say, okay, you talk about American English, British and Irish English. What about Canadian, South African, Australian, New Zealand, Indian English? Now the thing is, I'm not as familiar with them. And I do ask my friend Kyle Miller from time to time how they spell things and what vocabulary they use. And Canadian English, especially East Coast Canadian English, seems to be a mix of, in some cases, British English and American English. So if you go to Canada, you will see they use kilometres. They use both kilometres and miles, which is also the case in Britain and Ireland. Officially, kilometres are used in Ireland, less so in Britain. And in Canada, you get a mix. So, like I said, I can inform you best about British and Irish English, and from television, American English. So I would say I have a toothache. Toothache. And even though it's spelled A-C-H-E, it's ache. Me duele la garganta. Me duele la garganta. I have a sore throat. I have a sore throat. Cuidado. Cuidado. Look out. Look out. Also, watch out. Look out. Menos mal que te agachaste. Menos mal que te agachaste. It's a good thing you ducked. It's a good thing you ducked. Duck, like pato. It's a good thing you ducked. So if someone shouts at you, duck, duck, they're not saying pato. They're saying, get down, get down. Tenía que haberme agachado. Tenía que haberme agachado. Was I supposed to have ducked? Was I supposed to have ducked? Yes, you were. Yes, you were. Fallaron por un pelo. Fallaron por un pelo. They missed by a hair. They missed by a hair. One hair. They missed by a hair, by a very narrow margin. La echo mucho de menos. La echo mucho de menos. I miss her very much. I miss her a lot. I miss her terribly. I think Whitney Houston had a song, was it Whitney Houston? I miss you like crazy. Yeah. No puedo continuar sin ella. No puedo continuar sin ella. I can't go on without her. I can't go on, to go on, to continue, to live. I can't go on without her. Ella es mi inspiración. Ella es mi inspiración. She's my inspiration. Now, spelled inspiration, but pronounced inspiration. Inspiration. She's my inspiration. Él no puede guardar un secreto. Él no puede guardar un secreto. He can't keep a secret. He can't keep a secret. Es un bocazas. Es un bocazas. He's a big mouth. He's a big mouth. Great album by the Smiths in the 1980s. Big Mouth Strikes Again. Big Mouth Strikes Again. Nadie le aguanta. Nadie le aguanta. Nobody can stand him. Nobody can stand him. Se comporta como un niño. Se comporta como un niño. He behaves like a child. He behaves like a child. Tiene rabietas cuando no consigue lo que quiere. Tiene rabietas cuando no consigue lo que quiere. He has tantrums, or you could say he has temper tantrums, when he doesn't get what he wants. He has tantrums when he doesn't get what he wants. This reminds me of the fairy tale, which is called Rumpelstiltskin. Rumpelstiltskin. I can't quite remember the story, but it was about a very bad-tempered little man called Rumpelstiltskin, who used to stamp his foot on the floor. A good question here. Do you say by the skin of your teeth? Yes. Yes. Now, but not quite the same. So here, the expression was, fallaron por un pelo. They missed by a hair. Now here, you wouldn't really say they missed by the skin of their teeth. Usually the skin of your teeth is used as something that is coming to you. Coming to you. Woof, the bus, there was a huge traffic jam. I got there on time by the skin of my teeth. So usually it's a more personal thing that it happens to yourself. I got there by the skin of my teeth. But for example, imagine you're shooting at a target and you just miss it by a tiny amount. There, at least for me, I wouldn't say I missed by the skin of my teeth. I would say, I missed by an inch. I missed by a centimeter. I missed by a hair. But when it's something related to yourself, then it's when you might say by the skin of my teeth. By the skin of my teeth. Tiene un tornillo flojo. Tiene un tornillo flojo. He has a screw loose. He has a screw loose. Pierde los estribos a menudo. Pierde los estribos a menudo. He loses his temper often. He loses his temper often. He has a hot temper. He's hot tempered. Irish people are quite famous, and Celtic people, typically, I don't know why this is, are quite famous for having hot tempers. Yeah. Tempers flared. F-L-A-R-E-D, which means they rose. Algunas personas le tienen miedo. Algunas personas le tienen miedo. Some people are afraid of him, to be afraid of somebody. Some people are afraid of him. Le gusta intimidar a la gente. Le gusta intimidar a la gente. He likes to intimidate people. He likes to intimidate people. Siempre se sale con la suya. Siempre se sale con la suya. He always gets his way. He always gets his way. Es un pesado. Es un pesado. He's a pain in the neck. He's a pain in the neck. Algún día le echarán de aquí. Algún día le echarán de aquí. Someday, they'll kick him out of here. Someday, they'll kick him out of here. Now, you can get kicked out of a company. You can get kicked out of a bar. You can get kicked out of a house. So you can get kicked out of a lot of different places. Let's do a quick question mix from English O'Clock. English O'Clock. Okay, here we go. Where am I? Yes, here we go. English O'Clock question mix number 118. Ask me how long it took me to get used to Spanish life. Ask me how long it took me to get used to Spanish life. How long did it take you to get used to Spanish life? How long did it take you to get used to Spanish life? I think it took me very little time because the quality of life here is very good. The weather is very good, which makes a difference. The food is good. It's easy to be outside, for example. And so I think it took me very little time to get used to Spanish life. How far is it from Valencia to Seville? How far is it from Valencia to Seville? It's 654 kilometers from Valencia to Seville. Now, a question here coming in from Hidro Meteorito. Screw loose or loose screw? He has a loose screw, he has a screw loose. I think more common is screw loose. He has a screw loose. Is Granada uglier than Frankfurt? Is Granada uglier than Frankfurt? No, it's not. Granada is one of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in. And Frankfurt is quite ugly. Although not far to the south of Frankfurt, you have the beautiful German city of Heidelberg, a small university city, beautiful place. Do you know anybody who lives in New Zealand? Do you name anybody who lives in New Zealand? Yes, I do. I have a first cousin once removed and a second cousin in New Zealand. And you may say, what's a first cousin once removed? Well, sorry, she actually passed away recently, but she was my father's first cousin. And so because I'm the next generation below or above, and it could be the case too, she was my first cousin once removed. Her daughter, because she and I are the same generation, we are second cousins. Did you sign a contract yesterday? Did you sign a contract yesterday? No, I didn't. Will there be a lot of people in the shops this weekend? Will there be a lot of people in the shops this weekend? Well, at least in Spain, possibly not as many as usual, or maybe more than usual because of the restrictions. Who knows? Did you buy anything on Black Friday? Did you buy anything on Black Friday? Now, this Black Friday business drives me a little bit crazy. So it comes from the United States. It has always been the Friday after Thanksgiving. And in the world of marketing, in the last 5 or 10 years, everything is Black Friday now, on the Friday immediately after American Thanksgiving. Are you addicted to any apps? Are you addicted to any apps? Well, I suppose I'm addicted to WhatsApp. And apart from that, not really, no. But that's the one I use the most. Is shopping online more comfortable? Is shopping online more comfortable? Yes, it is. Do you know anybody who drives a Cadillac? Do you know anybody who drives a Cadillac? Now, I don't know any real people who drive a Cadillac, but there's a good series on HBO called Succession, which is very, very, very interesting. And it's about a very, very wealthy family, and the cars they use are Cadillacs, Cadillac Escalades. How often do you see a pink Cadillac? How often do you see a pink Cadillac? Now, I've never seen a pink Cadillac except for it's a famous song. That was recorded by Natalie Cole, who is, if she's still alive, Nat King Cole's daughter, and Bruce Springsteen also did a version of it. Are there any cherries in this room? Are there any cherries in this room? No, there aren't. When was the last time you had sparkling water? Now, I like sparkling water a lot, but actually, it's been a long time since I had any. Did you buy food yesterday? Yes, I did. Were there any animals in this room yesterday? No, there weren't. Well, actually, human beings are animals, so yes, there were. Ask me if I burned myself yesterday. And of course, you could also say, ask me if I burnt myself yesterday. Both forms of the irregular verb it's both a regular and irregular verb. Ask me if I burned myself yesterday. Did you burn yourself yesterday? No, I didn't. Ask me if I burnt myself yesterday. Did you burn yourself yesterday? No, I didn't. What is Switzerland famous for? What is Switzerland famous for? Well, it's famous for its beauty. It's famous for its mountains. It's famous for its chocolate. It's famous for its efficiency. Swiss people are known as being very, very efficient. How often do you ski? How often do you ski? I've never skied in my life. I've never skied in my life. Do you know how to ski? Do you know how to ski? No, I don't. No, I don't. Now, I see somebody has joined me here on Instagram, and their Instagram name is Guinness Kilkenny. Welcome, Guinness Kilkenny. If you do go to Ireland, in the southeast of the country is a small city. Really, it's the size of a town, but it does have a beautiful cathedral and a great castle. And of course, so it's officially a city. And it's always been an important, it was an important city in medieval Ireland. I strongly recommend you go because it's quite close to Dublin. You can get the train there. And there's a beer called Kilkenny, which you can get here in Spain at least. And Kilkenny is part of the Guinness company. So maybe Guinness Kilkenny has got something to do with that. Can you ski as well as a professional skier? Can you ski as well as a professional skier? No, I can't. No, I can't. Will you walk home today? Will you walk home today? No, I won't. No, I won't. How much money is there in Jane's pocket if she has three $10 bills and a €2 coin? How much money is there in Jane's pocket if she has three $10 bills and a €2 coin? There's €32 in Jane's pocket. Now remember, it's theirs, even though you would say, but wait a minute, it's plural. You could say that it's plural, but we're talking about the amount of money. Stay with me, folks, and I'll be right back.
Más miedo le da al profesional español es hablar por teléfono en inglés. Por eso, Baugan ha desarrollado sus clases telefónicas, en las que trabajarás tanto tu comprensión auditiva como tu fluidez oral con un auténtico crack de la enseñanza. Tú eliges la hora y la temática de cada clase. Flexibilidad absoluta. Calidad Baugan 100%.
Infórmate en Barcelona en el 933398687. En Madrid 91-133-5833.
Hello, I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher.
Mucha gente nos pregunta si es posible que un método online para aprender inglés funcione de verdad. Hoy en nuestro especial Vaughan Key Points hablamos de este tema con nuestro profesor y director de innovación, Richard Brown.
La clave de nuestro método online es la motivación. Hemos diseñado un curso que realmente engancha en cada nivel, te motiva y reta para que avances de nivel. Pero la verdadera clave son los profesores Vaughan. Su método de enseñanza es lo que realmente nos diferencia. Los cursos online Vaughan cuentan con los mismos profesores apasionados que desde hace más de 40 años nos han hecho diferentes. Descubre las ventajas de nuestro método online probándolo. Así que os invito a entrar en grupovaughan.com y poneros a prueba.
Nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia es la opción perfecta para perfeccionar tu inglés en poco tiempo y sin perder tiempo en incómodos desplazamientos. 100% online, por videoconferencia, desde cualquier lugar. Grupos de 6 personas como máximo. Horario de mañana o tarde. Prueba de nivel gratuita. ¿Qué más quieres? Nosotros no podemos darte más facilidades. Ahora te toca a ti. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate sobre nuestro curso de inglés por videoconferencia.
Descubre, aprende. Esto es Vaughan Radio.
Hello,
I'm your Vaughan telephone class teacher. How are you doing?
¿Quieres que un profesor Vaughan llame a tus trabajadores? Con horarios flexibles y la posibilidad de cancelar o reservar cualquier sesión dentro de la misma semana. Elige el tema de conversación que tú quieras. Una conversación telefónica con un angloparlante con el ingrediente clave del método Vaughan para empresas. Consulta condiciones en el 91-133-5831. 91-133-5831.
Are you ready to start the class?
Young people in Spain speak and understand English better today than 20 years ago. However, their level is still insufficient for effective communication in the professional world. If you're a young person, and if you want to progress in your profession rapidly and decisively, stop everything and focus now 100% on English. Get the problem 100% out of the way now. Don't postpone it.
Por fin puedes disparar tu carrera profesional sin salir de casa. Máster en inglés profesional de Vaughan. Ahora desde tu casa. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Welcome back to the program. Thank you for joining me. Now, I will have to, for the Instagram listeners and watchers, I will have to leave you in about 10 minutes, but stay tuned for those 10 minutes. On the radio, stay with me. I'll continue. I got married in 1977. I got married in 1977. When did you get married? When did you get married? She found her handbag in her husband's car. She found her handbag in her husband's car. Where did she find her handbag? Where did she find her handbag? I did it because I wanted to impress you. I did it because I wanted to impress you. Why did you do it? Why did you do it? She left him because he was a bad cook. Poor guy. She left him because he was a bad cook. Why did she leave him? Why did she leave him? I had lunch with him twice last week. I had lunch with him twice last week. How many times did you have lunch with him last week? How many times did you have lunch with him last week? Or how often did you have lunch with him last week? I gave it to her because it was hers. I gave it to her because it was hers. Why did you give it to her? Why did you give it to her? Now I have a question here from Arts of ODL. What does are you in it mean? I don't know what that means. Are you in it? Now, there is maybe what you're trying to say, I don't know, is are you into it, which means are you interested? And you can be into a person, which usually means you're romantically interested in them. I'm into her, she's into me, etc. I'm into sport, I'm into books, I'm into history. But are you in it? I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I would need a bit more context to properly answer the question and maybe an example. I went to the police station to report a crime. I went to the police station to report a crime. Why did you go to the police station? Why did you go to the police station? Now, there's a phrasal verb, to turn in. It's reflexive. To turn yourself in, to turn myself in, to turn himself in. I don't know. After 30 years on the run, Smith turned himself in to the police. Now, what does it mean to be on the run? On the run means when you're probably guilty of a crime. Maybe you've been convicted, maybe not, but you're on the run from the law. It means you're hiding. You're hiding. You're on the run. And to turn yourself in means to voluntarily go to the police or some legal authority and say, okay, here I am. and now you can arrest me to turn yourself in. I was angry because the food was bad. I was angry because the food was bad. Why were you angry? Why were you angry? I was driving to work when I heard the news. I was driving to work when I heard the news. What were you doing when you heard the news? What were you doing when you heard the news? They were at home when it happened. They were at home when it happened. Where were they when it happened? Where were they when it happened? I've seen him. I have seen him. I've seen him twice so far this week. I've seen him twice so far this week. How often have you seen him so far this week? How often have you seen him so far this week? I've spoken to him once today. I've spoken to him once today. How often have you spoken to him today? How often have you spoken to him today? How many times have you spoken to him today? I speak to him about once a month. I speak to him about once a month. How often do you speak to him? How often do you speak to him? Christopher Columbus discovered America. Christopher Columbus discovered America. Who discovered America? Who discovered America? Now, of course, we recently celebrated the 12th of October, which traditionally is regarded as the day that Columbus arrived on the shores of what is now America. He discovered America in 1492. He discovered America in 1492. When did he discover America? When did he discover America? It took him 2 months to reach the New World. It took him 2 months to reach the New World. How long did it take him to reach the New World? How long did it take him to reach the New World? Now, the New World was the term, at least in English, given to America. In the Gaelic language, in the Irish language, the native language of my own country, it was called Ilan Uir. Now, Ilan means island and Uir means fresh. The fresh island. Yeah, the fresh island. He took seven natives back to Spain. He took seven natives back to Spain. How many natives did he take back to Spain? How many natives did he take back to Spain? He made three more trips to America. He made three more trips to America. How many more trips did he make to America? How many more trips did he make to America? He died when he was 67. He died when he was 67. How old was he when he died? How old was he when he died? He died when he was 67. How old was he when he died? He was living in Valladolid when he died. He was living in Valladolid when he died. Where was he living when he died? Where was he living when he died? And of course, if you go to Valladolid, where we have a Vaughan office, and you come out of the train station, which is Campo, is it Campo Grande? I think it's Campo Grande. There's a statue of Columbus there. Yeah. He was married for 37 years. He was married for 37 years. How long was he married? How long was he married? His wife was 64 years old when he died. His wife was 64 years old when he died. And I often think of this, you know, Columbus as an old man living in Valladolid and walking down the street and people saying, hey, look, there's Columbus. There's Columbus. Oh, the guy that discovered America? Yeah. And apparently he died penniless. He died in poverty. He died in penury. He died penniless. It's made of wood. It's made of wood. What's it made of, or what is it made of? I feel fine, thank you. I feel fine, thank you. How do you feel, or how are you? But more typically, how do you feel? Now we're going to practice a little bit with the word else, E-L-S-E, else. So I will say a sentence to you that sounds a bit unnatural. I want you to make it sound natural by using else. I will say, for example, you must see another person. You must see another person. And I want you to say, you must see someone else. You must see someone else. Now, at this stage, I have to say goodbye to my Instagram listeners. We've just got to cut it a bit short today because Alberto Alonso will be up next. But I'll see you again on Monday. Thank you so much for joining me on the radio. Stay with me. Okay. Now, do you have any other thing to say? Do you have any other thing to say? Do you have anything else to say? Do you have anything else to say? must I stay at some other place? Must I stay at some other place? Must I stay somewhere else? Must I stay somewhere else? I have some other thing to show you. I have some other thing to show you. I have something else to show you. I have something else to show you. What other place can I go to? What other place can I go to? Now, this is a bit tricky. Where else can I go to? Where else can I go to? What other person is coming with you? What other person is coming with you? Who else is coming with you? Who else is coming with you? There is no other thing to say. There is no other thing to say. There is nothing else to say. There is nothing else to say. Now you might say, but nobody speaks like this. Exactly. Nobody speaks in the sentences that I'm giving you. It sounds very unnatural, but else is perfectly natural. Ask some other person to lend it to you. Ask some other person to lend it to you. Ask someone else to lend it to you. Ask someone else to lend it to you. All the other people have a green ticket. All the other people have a green ticket. Everyone else has a green ticket. Everyone else has a green ticket. Haven't I seen you in some other place? Haven't I seen you in some other place? Haven't I seen you somewhere else? Haven't I seen you somewhere else? What other person did you speak to? What other person did you speak to? Who else did you speak to? Who else did you speak to? No other person had a dog like mine. No other person had a dog like mine. No one else had a dog like mine. No one else had a dog like mine. What other thing could I do? What other thing could I do? What else could I do? What else could I do? Has he some other thing to tell us? Has he some other thing to tell us? Does he have something else to tell us? Does he have something else to tell us? Or has he something else to tell us? But I prefer, does he have? Does he have? Does he have something else to tell us? All the other people have gone. All the other people have gone. Everyone else has gone. Everyone else has gone. What other person did you see? What other person did you see? Who else did you see? Who else did you see? At what other place can I find one? At what other place can I find one? Where else can I find one? Where else can I find one? What other person is coming? What other person is coming? Who else is coming? Who else is coming? No other person. No other person. No one else. No one else. So let's do a little bit of vocabulary. Vaughan vocabulary booklet. Number 5 and list number 12. Ready? Okay, here we go. Responsable. Responsable. Accountable. Accountable. He's accountable to his boss. He's accountable to the shareholders. Artificial. 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 So the middle sound is fish, like pescado. Artificial. Even though it's spelled artificial. 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 Entierro. Entierro. Burial. Burial. The burial will take place at 5 o'clock. The burial will take place at noon. So when I was a child growing up in Ireland, it's still the case, although COVID restricts it. Going to funerals in Ireland is a very social thing. So a very ordinary person can have hundreds of people at their funeral because it's seen as a mark of respect to the family, and I think it helps in the grieving process. But I do remember when I was a child being at a burial in the middle of winter on the west coast of Ireland in North County Kerry, where there's first of all, of course, you have heavy rainfall and you have a lot of what we call boggy soil, saturated soil saturated with water. And I do remember it had been raining for weeks and weeks. It was a very stormy day. And there was a man, an elderly man being buried. He was a very well-known man. And the grave was full of water. And I remember distinctly and being horrified by this because I'd never seen it before. So they put the coffin into the grave. And of course it floated. It floated. So they had to get people, men, to stand on top of the coffin and drive out the water. And I just remember seeing these men slowly sinking down as the water was pushed out and then having to climb out of the grave. Yeah. Controversy. This word has two pronunciations. Controversy and controversy. Now, the much more mainstream and common one is controversy. Controversy. Encantador. Encantador. Delightful. What a delightful evening. She's a delightful person. What a delightful experience. Alentador. Alentador. Encouraging. Encouraging. The results are encouraging. Para siempre. Para siempre. For good. Gone for good. Forever. For good. Pueblo Natal. Pueblo Natal. Great song by Bruce Springsteen. Hometown. My hometown is the name of the song. Loco. Loco. Insane. Crazy. In British and Irish English, mad. Although mad in American English means angry. A largo plazo. A largo plazo. Long range. What's the long range business forecast? What's the long range weather forecast? Optimismo. Optimismo. Optimism. So that final sound almost has a silent, has a U in there, even though it's not spelt like that. Optimism. Optimism. Monedero. Monedero. Now, you have the word purse. Now, typically, I didn't see this until I came to Spain, how especially older Spanish men carry a coin purse. A coin purse to save the pockets of their trousers. I'd never seen this. And, of course, for a man, you carry your notes and your cards typically in a wallet. Although a lot of American men use a money clip. Regla para medir. Regla para medir. Ruler. Ruler. Cobijo. Cobijo. Shelter. Shelter. Shelter from the storm. Great Bob Dylan song. Especias. Especias. Spices. Spices. Sudor. Sudor. Sweat. Sweat. Blood, sweat and tears. Por lo tanto. Por lo tanto. Therefore. Therefore. Estar bajo juramento. Estar bajo juramento. To be under oath. To be under oath. And of course the word in English that we use, if you are under oath in court and you lie, that is the crime of perjury. Perjury. Encantar. Encantar. To delight. To delight. Nadal delighted the crowd by winning his 13th. Well, Nadal delighted the Spaniards by winning his 13th French Open. Incapacitar. Incapacitar. To incapacitate. To incapacitate. Pelar. Pelar. To peel. To peel. To peel an orange. To peel an apple, for example. Apuntarse para. Apuntarse para. To sign up for. To sign up for. There's still time to sign up for the course. Aprovecharse de. Aprovecharse de, to take advantage of. He took advantage of the situation. Concluir. Concluir, to wrap up. Let's wrap up. Okay, and to wrap up, I will finish by saying voluntario. Voluntario. Volunteer. Don't forget that strong V. Volunteer. Volunteer. Let's do another question mix from English O'Clock. Here we go. Question mix 119 if you are following the book. And of course this book is available on bagoentiendo.com. Do you know what hospital you were born in? Do you know what hospital you were born in? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I was born in the Bon Secours Hospital in Cork. How often do you have a snack at 3 a.m? How often do you have a snack at 3 a.m? Well, if I've been out late, and especially if I haven't eaten much, and I get home at 3 a.m, I might have a snack. I might have a sandwich. Did you blow your nose yesterday? Did you blow your nose yesterday? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. Can you jump as high as a kangaroo? Can you jump as high as a kangaroo? No, I can't. No, I can't. Do you know how high kangaroos can jump? Do you know how high kangaroos can jump? Well, apparently they can jump about 2 meters, or they can jump up to 2 meters, which is pretty impressive. That's the height of a, that's the height of a very, very, very tall man. Is ice colder than water with ice? Is ice colder than water with ice? Yes, ice is colder than water with ice because it's frozen. Do you live in Spain? Do you live in Spain? Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Did you smoke a cigarette yesterday? Did you smoke a cigarette yesterday? No, I didn't. No, I didn't. How often do you watch the news? How often do you watch the news? I don't often watch the news, but I do read the news every day. Do waiters work in restaurants? Do waiters work in restaurants? Yes, they do. Yes, they do. How long does it take to cook pasta? How long does it take to cook pasta? It takes about, I suppose, 8 or 10 minutes to cook pasta. How often do you eat dark chocolate? How often do you eat dark chocolate? I eat dark chocolate once in a while. It's better for you than milk chocolate, but it's not as tasty. It's not as tasty. Are there any paper clips in your pocket? Are there any paper clips in your pocket? No, there aren't. No, there aren't. Is Spanish an easy language for you? Is Spanish an easy language for you? Well, if I worked harder at it, then it would be. But it's not the most difficult language to learn, I suppose, because, well, first of all, I live here. Secondly, it's a much more phonetic language than English, so the pronunciation isn't as much of a challenge, although you have far more verb conjugations. Did you fall asleep quickly last night? Did you fall asleep quickly last night? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Is there a car dealership near your house? Is there a car dealership near your house? Yes, there is. Yes, there is. Actually, there are several of them. How far is it from your house to the nearest pharmacy? How far is it from your house to the nearest pharmacy? It's about 15 meters from my house to the nearest pharmacy. It's about 15 meters from my house to the nearest pharmacy. When was the last time you agreed with someone on something? When was the last time you agreed with someone on something? The last time I agreed with someone on something was yesterday. The last time I agreed with someone on something was yesterday. All right, let's finish off with a little bit of translation. So Vaughan Translation Booklet 7, list number 9. Here we go. No preveo ningún problema. No preveo ningún problema. I don't foresee any problems. I don't foresee any problems. No podemos subir el ancla. No podemos subir el ancla. We can't raise the anchor. Now, the anchor is spelled A-N-C-H-O-R, but anchor. We can't raise the anchor. Se rompió la cuerda. Se rompió la cuerda. The rope broke. The rope broke. Abrocha tu cinturón de seguridad. Abrocha tu cinturón de seguridad. Fasten your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelt. Now, the letter T and fasten can almost be silent. Fasten, fasten, fasten your seatbelt. Le cogieron con las manos en la masa. Le cogieron con las manos en la masa. They caught him red-handed. 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 They caught him red-handed. Pagaron por sus pecados. Pagaron por sus pecados. They paid for their sins. They paid for their sins. Reconozco que no hice un esfuerzo. Reconozco que no hice un esfuerzo. I admit I didn't make an effort. I admit I didn't make an effort, or I admit that I didn't make an effort. Le castigaron con un látigo. Le castigaron con un látigo. They punished him with a whip. They punished him with a whip. No juzgues el libro por la cubierta. No juzgues el libro por la cubierta. La cubierta. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge a book by its cover. This is an example of a very useful phrase. This is used relatively often. Don't judge a book by its cover. Más vale prevenir que curar. Más vale prevenir que curar. It's better to be safe than sorry. It's better to be safe than sorry. Prefiero los dibujos animados a esto. Prefiero los dibujos animados a esto. I prefer cartoons to this. I prefer cartoons to this. Esos colores no casan. Esos colores no casan. Those colors don't match. Those colors don't match. Están avergonzados de tu comportamiento. Están avergonzados de tu comportamiento. They're ashamed of your behavior. They're ashamed of your behavior. They're ashamed of your carry-on. Se sienten muy decepcionados. Se sienten muy decepcionados. They feel very disappointed. They feel very disappointed. Usaste un lenguaje muy ofensivo. Usaste un lenguaje muy ofensivo. You used very offensive language. Language. You used very offensive language. ¿Sabes medir la altura de un edificio? ¿Sabes medir la altura de un edificio? Do you know how to measure the height of a building? Measure, measure. Do you know how to measure the height of a building? ¿Sabes medirla con un barómetro? ¿Sabes medirla con un barómetro? Do you know how to measure it with a barometer? Do you know how to measure it with a barometer? Claro que sé hacerlo. Claro que sé hacerlo. Of course I know how to do it. Of course I know how to do it. Primero voy a la casa del arquitecto. Primero voy a la casa del arquitecto. First I go to the architect's house. Architect. Careful of this, it's not architect. 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 Noah's Ark. Same pronunciation. Architect. First I go to the architect's house. First I go to the architect's house. That's it for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining me. Have a great afternoon. Have a great day. And I will see you again in the next class. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Prueba el método Vaughan con nuestro curso trimestral. Elige entre nuestra modalidad presencial o por videoconferencia. Y el resto, déjanoslo a nosotros.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.